In the past, some county staff, law enforcement, or physicians decided when someone should be admitted to a hospital or other facility to keep them from harming themselves or others. Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association President Bob Rosch says they've been preparing for the change.
It's all about an effort to not lock people up and try to keep them at the most local level as they can. Some of it's, I'm sure, financial, because it does cost a lot of money to deal with this stuff.
He fears some people may not get the help they need under the change. A spokeswoman with the Department of Health Services says in-person assessments by trained mental health workers will help people receive the best care or help them to seek treatment on their own. In the past, Ashland County Children and Families Supervisor Terry Barningham says her agency or law enforcement have consulted with mental health workers over the phone to decide if someone should be detained to keep from harming themselves or others. Now they must do it in person. Barningham says there may be exceptions if someone needs immediate medical care.
So say somebody has overdosed, those are circumstances where we can just give the okay over the phone, and we just need to make sure we are in compliance with the law as it stands and have a policy that reflects that. So that's about the only thing we still have to work out.
A spokeswoman with the Department of Health Services says they're providing one-time funds to a small number of counties who don't have licensed mental health workers to meet the new requirement. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.